Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
All right, come on, let's do this. Not a sausage of applause. Hello there. Hello. Welcome. Gosh, it feels like the longest time since I did one of these shows live on the internet. It's really great to be here. I've been busy. I've been all over the place. I've been to France and I've been round to the neighbours to ask them to turn the music down. I think that covers all my news. See you next time. I've got some thoughts on Calais to share with you, having been through the port of Calais. I don't think they're ready for the summer. But maybe if France is moving to Amber Plus, all of the benefits of Amber with a little bit more. Maybe that's a good thing, because honestly, it's like a porter cabin right now. They didn't know what they were doing. I got there to go through customs. The French man said, open all your doors. Let me look in your van. I said, okay, fine. And then he said, right, now you need to park your van, stop your van there in the queue, and then walk down to that office. And then I did that. The English woman there said, what are you doing here? I said, the man told me to come down here. And she said, no, go back, go up there. And I said, well, he said, she said, well, ignore what he said. Anyway, it's very like that. Mick Wright is ready to join us. And excitingly, I think he's coming through the wrong channel, which means that we can already hear you tucking into your cereal. Why don't we just go to Mick? I think we might as well do that. Mid-mouthful is perfect. Yes! Hello! That's perfect. I couldn't have asked for more. It feels like an early birthday.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. While I try to figure out what Freddy you're coming in on. Lots to talk about.
And so little time to talk about it.
I tell you what, I did a lot of driving last week, and I finally drank like a monster drink, and I thought of you.
Which one did you have?
I had, was it a mango thing, a tropical mango thing?
That's not the one. It's not the one.
Is it not the one?
It's not the one. The Pacific Punch is the one.
Is it? I looked at the Pacific Punch and I did wonder about the Pacific Punch.
Yeah, the orange one is too orange, too mango-y, the mango one.
It was anyway. It was excessively mango-y.
Yeah. Were you bouncing off the walls?
No, which is good because I was driving a vehicle. Yeah. And then that's the one thing you really don't want to be doing.
No. That's a good, yes. Anyway, but I'm sure that...
Monster drink chat's done.
The monster bit. No, we've done that. Tick that off. That's off. That's done.
So there's lots of things I want to do. First of all, happy Freedom Day, or Spitting Day,
freedom.
Do you are you enjoying the freedom?
I've been outside hugging
and a kissing
everyone.
Yeah.
licking strangers' faces, yeah. all of the freedoms that we need.
Yeah, like that VE Day, VJ Day thing, Times Square. Have you been in your sailor's outfit?
Yeah, grabbing and kissing women that don't want to be kissed.
Yeah. Perfect.
No, I've not.
Okay.
I as you can see, I'm in my house.
Yes.
Experiencing the freedom to be inside again.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about GB News, which obviously, you know, lots of people I'm sure will have read that they attracted zero figures for some of their broadcasting, even though pointedly, what's his name? Lithgow and DiPaolo. What is it? DiPiero and...
Liam Halligan. DiPiero. Yes.
Don't believe everything you read in the papers, he said the next day. I thought, oh, that's a good one. She laughed.
They were laughing. Have fun with it.
You can't believe everything you read in the papers, no. Says Liam Halligan, a man who works for the Daily Telegraph.
Well,
so he would know that.
Yeah.
He would know that many unbelievable things are published in the Daily Telegraph on a daily basis.
Well, see, what I'm really enjoying is it's sort of turned into kind of soap operas or football punditry now. Like, it's the thing to chat about down the pub is what GB News should do. And the Telegraph has waded in. They've published an article, I think, yesterday saying what GB News should do is it should speak for the right of centre Britain.
Yes.
And it's now everyone's doing that. I'll tell you what I'd do, right? If I run GB News, right, here's what I'd do.
I'd have four at the back.
Yeah. And what would you do,
mate? What he wants is to bring in a sweeper.
Right.
Nigel Farage in as a sweeper, up all the conspiracy theories.
He's got
and
that
push
aggression
them towards the goal.
And I need aggression. So Nigel Farage is coming tonight, I believe.
He is at 7 p.m.
Celebrating Freedom Day. Will you be watching? Is the question.
Yes, because I'm a professional media critic, so yeah. I sort of have but to. But anyway. I won't enjoy
it. Yeah, you will. You'll love it.
It'll be so bad. It'll be so bad because I remember his LBC shows and he promises this, that this show will be very similar to his LBC show. So it'll be him getting tethered goat style lefties, which he can rip apart. We'll have Benjamin Butterworth getting on there to
in his gimp mask with the hose and everything. The funnel. Get the funnel.
Benjamin, get the funnel.
Zed's dead, Nigel. Zed's dead.
I mean, I think, you know, quite often, you know, a show, you know, takes a while to work up as a format. You know, even the loosest seeming show generally has quite a strong armature of structure underpinning it. Do you feel that, what, 3 working days is enough? If I asked you to launch a TV show in 3 working days, would you be ready for that?
Well, yeah, because like Nigel Farage, I'm an exquisite expert in peddling my own bullshit. So yeah, that would be fine. That would be very easy for me to do. The thing you're going to say, Nigel Farage has spent 30 years creating the character of man of the people, Nigel Farage, as opposed to Dulwich College educated, former commodities trader Nigel Farage, who is a completely different person for tax purposes.
And
we call that the Lorraine Kelly, of course.
Have you? Oh wait, I didn't do your jingle. Oh my god.
Every day the papers pump out endless streams of hate. The fifth column's propaganda they will propagate. But who could penetrate the ramparts of the fourth estate? Mick Wright, a.k.a. Broken Bottle Boy. Mick Wright, a.k.a. Broken Bottle Boy.
God, how could I have forgotten?
What it's missing is some oys after the Broken Bottle Boys.
Okay.
That's what it's missing. That's what
I mean,
it's
you
missing.
Get haze, not oys. Do you want oys, not haze?
I don't know.
You want me to re-record... 27.
No, I don't. I really like oys. It. I was just trying to be annoying because I failed to come up with a style that would have been an arse ache for you.
it was still an ache. Don't worry about that. Have you been watching GB News? Because I sort of, you know, I kind of had a slight twinge of, you know, I have been involved in a startup TV channel put together on an absolute shoestring.
Not TV.
Budget. Yeah. And I remember the sleepless nights and how hard, you know, there'll be some reasonable people who just need to take paid work who will have broken their backs getting that thing on air. And I had a twinge of feeling for them because
yeah,
you work so hard and then have to recognize that what you've done.
But you shouldn't.
Okay.
But you shouldn't.
Because?
because there's a common argument in the media industry generally about, say, working for the Daily Mail, where people say, well, yeah, but I couldn't get any other journalism jobs. The solution there is do a job in another industry. Don't work for the Mail. Like, just right. saying I had to take a job working for GB News. Like, say if you're someone who's got all those skills that someone who works in broadcast news production does, right?
Yeah.
There are many jobs you could do. You could go and do sound in a venue. There's all sorts of stuff you could do. You don't have to work for GB News. To a certain extent, people do it because they think, oh, this will be, this has got big names on it or whatever. It's going to be good for my CV. And it just turns out that their gamble didn't work out.
Yeah.
End of last week, John McAndrew, the Sky News and ITN exec who had been heading up the channel has left.
Yes.
So is another senior executive who I'm told is not quite as good as John McAndrew. But yeah, they're leaving in their droves, and as they should. But
yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I joined that CV because I had a tax bill that I knew I couldn't possibly pay off, and also because I was fleeing a loveless marriage. But
I think that's slightly. But also, I think it's slightly different because. Nuts TV, while crass, was not really a political project.
Oh, that's a very shallow reading of the film text of Nuts TV, I feel. Laura Mulvey herself said no. The question is, have you been watching? Because I do, sort of continuing the analogue of, and I was proud of the fact that I resigned from Nuts TV a week or two before Charlie Brooker's TV review of it came out.
Right.
Interestingly, Charlie Brooker then went on to recruit as his producer, one of the executive producers from Nuts TV, which I found endlessly amusing. But
interesting.
Yeah.
It's Charlie Brooker, side issue at the moment is interesting, is the Charlie Brooker thing with the Nicky Campbell thing, and how Nicky Campbell's been saying that stuff that Charlie Brooker said about him really mentally affected him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Charlie Brooker said stuff in the paper like, I believe that Nicky Campbell is effectively Satan and stuff like this, and just did it over and over again years.
Yeah.
And yeah, Nicky Campbell said it put him into a depression and stuff.
How exciting.
It's really interesting. Well, I'm thinking about writing something about it, because what I think is interesting is we were very quick to criticize, rightly, the tabloids and the pseudo-tabloids Mail for stuff they do. But for years, Brooker in Screenburn wrote things that were
pretty strong.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's sort of like, yeah, no, I was bad, but, you know, it's fine. It's gone. You know?
Yeah. I think that
it's a little bit like he's on our side.
Exactly.
As it were,
everybody always lets it slide when it's someone on their side. Well, I'm fighting for good. But I have to say, I am not cool with Stephen Colbert when he would fat shame Trump. It's like, is that all you got when it comes to Trump? Like, is that the best you can do? Never mind.
Well, I was making a joke about an Indian Night column yesterday, and someone tweeted me making comment about her weight, and I said, look, there are many things that I will criticize her about, but her weight is not one of them, because it's not.
Yeah.
That's not the game, you know. I try to criticize people for what they say and do rather than what they are, because otherwise you are like the right. That's the same thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
But anyway, have I been watching GB News?
Yes, because
I haven't been tuning into the live broadcast that much, because honestly I've got better things to do with my life, but the worst bits make it to YouTube, and yes, I've been catching up there. And what I particularly enjoy about it is how many of the presenting pairings despise each other. Halligan and DiPiero do, but Simon McCoy and Alexandra Phillips, that's the one for the real heads, because regularly she'll do a big rant about something, and he'll just say something like, oh, great effort there to make it all about you, Alexandra. Instead, in a really like kind of, you know, sort of with this
upper
layer of bonhomie, but you know, he's really like, I hate you. I hate my life for coming here.
What have I done?
And he's about 2 days away from finding himself in the Linton Travel tavern taking apart Trouser Press. You'd watch it and you just think this man in a fast descent.
Is there that thing? Do you think he's angry with her because really he's angry with himself for having put himself
partly
in that position?
I mean, but she's awful as well. She manages to make literally every story about herself. That's true.
Yes.
But I don't feel sorry for him, because
no.
he I think, had the attitude that a few of these people did, including Alistair Stewart, who's now out of GB News, having broken his hip.
Yeah, but I haven't seen his note. And until I've seen a note from his mum...
I think he should have to wheel himself in there.
I think
you've committed to it now.
If you care about democracy and journalism.
But anyway, the thing that I think that Simon McCoy did was he was able to act up at the BBC and sort of be like the maverick at the BBC, making his little cheeky comments. But I don't think he respected the fact that, you know, the BBC, for whatever criticisms people can make out of it, is a professional organisation that can put out a news programme, you know, hours of news without, you know, tripping over its own dick constantly. Whereas GB News, impossible. Impossible.
I mean, that's quite a penis.
Well,
I mean,
it goes by the name Andrew Neil.
What I liked about Charlie Brooker's review of Nuts was he said the problem with it is it's just poo. Like, it's almost as if literally the studio was carved out of poo, like hewn from chunks of poo. And it's just that bad. And I think that's the thing with GB News is that I've tried to watch some recently, and it's not entertainingly bad. It's just bad.
And they had a big thing when they pre-launched about saying, well, we're not going to be Fox News. We're not going to be Fox News, right? But if you've ever watched, as I have, 10 to 15 hours of Fox News at a stretch, stuck in an American hotel room waiting to go and do reporting. I was once in upstate New York, and it was snowed into this horrible motel and just sat there watching Fox News. The thing is, it's evil, but it's very, very entertaining. It's the same way that you look at the Daily Mail, and the Daily Mail is an awful paper. Its politics are, you know, deeply reactionary, racist, despicable. But as an editorial product, you barely ever, but there is rarely a typo in the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail is like precision evil.
Yeah.
Whereas the GB News is sort of incompetent evil. It's not entertaining because it can't be entertaining because it can't manage to, you know, throw to a VT without something falling over. It's the crossroads of news channels.
Keep drinking.
Just expect a man to wander in wearing an unsightly bobble hat.
Yeah. I would say that the Monster drink analogy holds up well there. Fox News, Daily Mail, Monster energy drinks. You know they're not good for you, but they do their job well.
Yeah, yeah, they deliver on a promise.
Whereas GB News is just a cup of urine, a chewed styrofoam cup of urine.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Was telling me the other day that they've got a family member who would be the exact target audience for GB News, you know, constantly on about anti-woke stuff and whatever. And this person tuned in and turned off after 10 minutes just saying it's very boring.
It's
because
very,
it's the television equivalent of the bloke at the end of the bar in a flat roof pub explaining his theories on things to you.
Yes.
And you sort of go, this is tedious, you know. Yeah. What's going to happen with GB News? You were saying, oh, well, what's the Telegraph saying? What they will do, whatever. What GB News is relying on, and I think will happen, there's two things. I think people who think GB News is just going to disappear are wrong. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it will. I think it will hold on for much longer. And also, I think that they're assuming and hoping, and may well be right, that the government will change Ofcom, will change the rules that Ofcom has, and further dilute the requirement for impartiality to allow GB News and other outlets to become like the nakedly propagandistic channels that they want to be. Because even now, GB News is doing what LBC does, which says we don't have balance within shows, we have balance over the schedule. But you look at GB News and you think, well, is it really? The minute that Gita Hari took the knee and various GB News reviewers were angry about it, they immediately said, oh, we got rid of him. He's out. He's gone.
Yeah.
That was not the right free speech.
Yeah. If you're going to do free speech, make sure it's the right flavor.
Yeah.
Do you think Katie Hopkins will make an appearance now that she's
gone? No, because she's a busted flush, really. And there's plenty of other Lenny Riefenstahl style blondes that Cheapy News can opt for. It already has a number on the channel as we speak. Yeah, Hopkins is too nakedly toxic. Although saying that, they've just got Farage. But the thing about Farage is Farage actually will bring them numbers in a way that Katie Hopkins won't.
Right.
And Farage can still pretend not to be far right, though, if you read every single, you know, if you read even a selection of things he said in the past, it's abundantly clear that he's far right, has been far right since he was at school, singing the Horst Wessel song at Dulwich College.
Yeah.
And that's not me making a joke, by the way. That's actually something he did.
Okay.
He actually did that.
Well, I have a Nigel Farage musical coming up directly. Lastly, I really liked in your newsletter, which everyone should subscribe to. It's brokenbottleboy.substack.com. comparing politics to WWE, the wrestling.
Yes, and as I note in today's newsletter, I'm by far from the first person who's done this. And in the newsletter, I'm talking about Dominic Cummings was tweeting about this yesterday and referring to a notorious racist amongst American Republican strategists is to really, you know, to be the particularly racist one is incredible. But yeah, Lee Atwater, who was called the Babe Ruth of negative politics, he said that the way to understand swing voters is to watch, he would have said WWF because he died in 1991, but it's to watch professional wrestling. And he told candidates to look at professional wrestling interviews to try and pick up tips on how to sell a narrative. And that's the way I see British politics and media. You've got people, you've got goodies and baddies, and a lot of the drama or narrative in political writing is people who were baddies turning good, or goodies that were bad, you know, or baddies who were, goodies who turning into baddies. And also, and I'm sure you've come across this, you know, being around green rooms, is that people who will attack each other vehemently on something like, say, Question Time, you'll see them in the green room and they're chatting it up a storm.
Yes.
They go to the same parties. They go to the same dinner parties. It's because, you know, in wrestling, there's a concept, kayfabe, which is this notion of the shared fiction that all the wrestlers, you know, abide by. And you now get interviews where that are outside kayfabe, where they'll talk about how storylines were created or whatever. And that shared fiction, it's similar shared fiction exists in British politics media, in my opinion. You know, that there's a sense of there are certain things we all agree to. Yeah. They all agree to, and that storyline is accepted and everyone plays within that storyline. It's why often, you know, it can be frustrating to look at the opposition party, particularly under Keir Starmer, because he sticks within kayfabe, you know, he follows
the fiction,
the fiction and the structure rules are.
But that bit when he leapt out the ring and he got that folding chair and he bashed Forrest around the face
down,
with it. Oh my God, it was amazing. Oh, I couldn't believe it.
But that's the biggest problem with when you look at PMQs. PMQs is like a professional wrestling match. And each week, the professional political commentators write about it and commentate on it as if it means anything, as if it has any value. Mm. But when you look back, there are people like William Hague was a very good performer at PMQs, right? But it meant nothing. Week in, week out, he could best Blair at the dispatch box, but it had no real meaning.
Right.
Because in the same way that the Intercontinental belt going back and forth between wrestlers means nothing.
What? Oh, mate. Well, yeah. Mick, thank you. Thank you so much for shedding some light on the rolling train wreck of GB News. I keep dipping in. I don't know what I keep expecting to see. I keep expecting to see the crap, but it's sort of death by ice rather than fire, I think.
I just hope at some point we do get to an actual sort of tag team match between the various presenters that hate each other, like a cage match, a ladder match.
Oh God,
ladder match in a cage is the champagne of professional wrestling.
We can but pray. Mick, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
I will see you next week. Have a good one.
You too. That was Mick Wright. Don't forget, brokenbottleboy.substack.com if you would like to subscribe to his free newsletter. Or, of course, you can cough up and get the extra paid stuff, which is worth every penny and then some. I promise you a Nigel Farage musical. Here it is.
From his humble beginnings in Croydon to the triumph of Clacton on Sea, From his private school days to his stockbroking phase to farming UKIP in 93, it's Nigel Farage. Now I can see by all your faces that you're all good people, fine upstanding members of your community, what we used to call white men before the PC Brigade took over our parade and made us afraid to say what we think. And we got troubles of every size. Ecology, ethnography. I'm only kidding. So what do we do? Take responsibility?
How do we do that?
I'm glad you asked me, friend. What if I told you we could get behind a common cause? You see, you got problems right here in Blighty. Problems with a P-O-L-E-S, and that stands for Poles. Immigration, the scourge of our nation. And stemming the tide is all we need to be our goal. Now I know you all know that there's as many immigrants living in our country as there are expats living abroad. Just as surely as you know that floods ain't caused by homosexuality. But that's not the point. See, it's mighty tough facing up to the challenges of the modern world when there's a scapegoat right here in Blighty. How about you let me be the daddy you never had, and daddy says don't worry yourself about taxation for the rich or the fate of the NHS or climate change. Let's just keep the poor fighting amongst themselves, like in the good old days. My friends, you got problems,
problems
right here in Blighty. And the problem's not you and the problem's not them, it's that guy there. And while I'm joking, the mob has spoken, the white working class is awoken. You got problems,
yeah, got problems
with the P-O-L-E-S, and that stands for
the poles.
Spring will be here soon, the trees will turn green, but that's all the green that you'll see. For Britain's for raging against the machine, thanks to the UKIP. Come on! So pour us a pint then and give us a light. This started in Clacton-on-Sea. Watch out for the bulldogs regained his bite, thanks to the UKIP. It's just like Berlin in 1933. Tomorrow belongs to me.
Shame I never really fully finished that. Anyway, huge thanks there to Mick Wright. Some nice reaction there. Barney says, love the music, man, nod. Oh, yeah. It's so good, that song. Somewhere, there's me singing that somewhere on YouTube. And I've got, like, the straw boater and the stripy jacket and everything. Pablo says, it's pronounced kayfabe. Okay. I didn't know that. And he thought perhaps there could be a hell incel match. He says that's a wrestling match pun because there's a wrestling match called Hell in a Cell. Oh, okay, that's cool. Thanks very much for your detailed knowledge of that, Pablo. Barney says, welcome back from the French lawnmower hire. Yes, thanks. Yes, lots of mowing. More to do. That's good. Neil says, GB News, a syringe of urine up the nose. Yes, we watched that on YouTube and a patron watch along once. Pablo also observes, I hear Amal's having a bit of a tough time at the moment. Yes, Amal Rajan, he interviewed Sundar Pichai, who is the CEO of Google and its parent company, Alphabet. I'm a little bit late to the party with this, but it's got to be said, mainly the right-wing press. So what, toothless interview? From the BBC. I don't think it was toothless. I thought it was pretty good. I've got a little clip, actually, I can play you. Here.
We're rolling? Okay. We're going to start? Start the show? All right. So now just relax, okay? Like, it's no big deal. Like, it's just an informal chat. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just two in the front, you and me, yeah? Don't worry about it. All right, here we go. We ready? All right. Well, here I am in Google HQ with Sundar Pichai. Few people can write an introduction to just one person with as much convolution as that with which the author of this one can. But when it pertains to someone in control of not one of the most influential entities of the modern world, but another one as well, my personal favorite, YouTube, the convolution is certainly not absent therefrom. First of all, Sundar, I like to think, and really this is about my thoughts, not yours, I like to think that computers are like trainers. Fresh out the box, they're excellent.
and you go fast. But then they go dry quite soon after, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, on the flight over here, I read an essay by Henry Kissinger, because that's just how I roll. Kissinger on the iPad, Marley on the Beats by Dre. Also, I'm an excellent team player, whilst also good at working alone. Kissinger was talking about AI. Is AI both good and not good? And have I captured the nuance of the modern world? Mm-hmm. Well, you're not talking much, Sundar Pichai. It's almost as if someone else was swerving doing the accent, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay, is part of the success of Google and Alphabet and my personal favorite, YouTube, due to the highly diverse workforce that you recruit from all over the place? Mm-hmm. When you look at the success of Nick Clegg over at Facebook or Fergal Sharkey, would you agree that drawing staff from politics and the media definitely enhances a company's human portfolio, as I like to call it? Mm. Can I run YouTube, please? Sundar Pichai, thank you very much for your time. I'll leave you with my CV there and a link to my showreel on YouTube. Yes, your boy is on the tubes. Also, can you fix my iPhone?
Well, there I think we must leave it. Been a bit of a bumper edition. I've got some nice emails from people that I will read out on Wednesday when I'll be back. Why not join me live on YouTube? It's youtube.com/nottodaypod. If you subscribe to it and smash that bell. I don't want it to be recognisable as a bell. Melt that bell down. Then it'll tell you when I go live and you won't have to remember or anything. Anyway, thanks very much for being here. It's lovely to be back. See you on Wednesday.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.